Of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Man that's trusting God, God said, I'm going to hide you in my presence. Then I'm going to set you upon a rock. In other words, God said, then I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to hide you, and then I'm going to set you up. I'm going to set you upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. So now God has elevated me above my enemies, and I'm looking down on them. They're still trying to find me, but they can't find me. They can't see me, but I can see them. Because the Lord done set me up on a rock. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So while my enemy's trying to find me, guess what I'm doing? Sitting up on a rock, looking down, singing. Not scared, not running, not full of fear, but God has set me up on a rock. That rock is Jesus. Amen. Jesus is that rock that God set me upon. Amen. And I sit on him, and then I just rejoice in him. I sing unto him. I praise him. My enemy's still trying to find me. Hallelujah. But I'm hidden. And I'm caught up with God and say, look, my enemy, they're trying to destroy me. How many got some stuff coming against you? You just need to let God hide you in his secret place. It's a secret place. Not everybody can get in the secret place. The secret place is prepared for those that love God. And when you get in that place, the enemy can't touch you. He'll try. You may feel the effects of warfare in your life. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to feel the effects. But what do you do when you feel those effects? You just keep on praising God. You keep on declaring he's your help. You keep on saying he's your light and your salvation. Amen. All right, look at Psalm 28. Tell your neighbor again, say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Psalm 28, verse number 6. Blessed be the Lord, because he have heard the voice of my supplication. When I say, Lord, help, guess what? He heard that. He heard the voice of my supplication. Supplication is just a humble, heartfelt request, a prayer, a cry for help, a cry for aid and assistance. So I say, Lord, help. Then look at what he said again in verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Glory to God. You see, God done fixed this thing so many ways that if you don't understand going in the secret place, maybe you'll understand the shield. The Lord is my strength and what? My shield. My heart does what? Trust in him. In other words, my heart is not fearful. My heart trusts in him. Listen to this. My heart trusts in him, and I am what? Helped. When you trust in the Lord, your help is on the way. I can't tell you how many times I read this scripture when I was in a rough spot, not knowing what to do, not knowing the next step. And the Lord gave me this scripture here. And look at here. How many stars I got by this scripture there? That's a 5-star scripture. You know when I put that there? I put that there in 1999. I put 5 stars by it because I wanted to remind myself every time I look at it, this is a major right here. This is my 5-star. Look, see it's my 5-star? See my 5 stars right there? See my 5-star? Yeah, you see my 5-star right there? That's my 5-star scripture right there. Ain't a whole lot of 5 stars in that I got in here, but this is one of them right here. My 5 stars right here. Yeah. Ain't got a check mark on this side about my heart trusting in him. I know if I can trust in God, I can overcome anything. If I can believe God and trust God and stay in faith, I can overcome anything the world brings. I can face any storm that comes in my life if I stay on the word and listen to what he tells me to do and just do it. I can't be destroyed and I can't be knocked out. You understand? The Lord is my strength. Everybody say my strength.
My strength.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. Now just imagine yourself being behind the Lord. The Lord out in front of you. Your shield means he's out in front of you. But the shield of the Lord is a shield that goes 360. The shield of faith, I used to always think that the shield of faith was just a shield in front of you. But the shield of faith is a shield that goes all the way around you, 360 degrees. So it don't matter which direction I'm going in, I'm covered. That's why I don't need nothing for my back. I got the shield of faith for that. Tell your neighbor again, the Lord is my strength
and my shield.
My heart trusts in him. And I'm helped. You know what I did? I just took these words and put them in my mouth. I just did what David did. You see, David said this, didn't he? He made a declaration. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I'm helped. So I just took the words that David was inspired to write here by the Holy Ghost. I just took those words and made them my own and said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I'm helped. And I just began to say that. Every time the devil would ask me what I was going to do and how I was going to make it, I would say, the Lord is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him, and I'm helped. Amen. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Amen. I will not fear what circumstances can do. I will not fear what the devil can do. I'm not going to be afraid of anything because God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and what? A sound mind. Say it again. I got a sound mind. Say, I got a well-balanced mind, a focused mind, a renewed mind, a strong mind. I have the mind of Christ. I will not fear what man or the devil shall do to me. Because the Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust in him with all my heart, and I am helped. Glory to God. Now you're going to see another similarity here. Listen to what he says then. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. Oh, I see right here, I got a shield. I'm sitting on a rock, and I'm just rejoicing away. And with my song will I praise him. There he is again. There go to singing again. So what you need to do, you need to keep a lot of praise music going. I ain't talking about that music that make you, that's full of unbelief, that make you want to cry and get all depressed when you're singing it. You know them some Christian songs that just put you out, make you think about grandma and great-grandma, make you think about the rough road they had, and just pull you down. Don't be singing, I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. I'm going to tell you, don't be singing them kind of songs. If you got to choose, go up the smooth side. Well, I'm going to brag about going up the rough side. Find the side that's smooth. Going up the rough side of the mountain. That's going to pull your spirit down. Make you think that life is so hard and, oh, we just barely making it by. And one day in the sweet by and by. Quit singing them songs about the sweet by and by. It's all right to have that hope working in you that there's a better day coming, but you can't magnify that because it'll make you want to check out now. Oh, once we get over there, I ain't got no victory on this side, but one of these days we're going to cross over Jordan. You ain't crossing over no Jordan. You ain't crossing over no Jordan. Where is that in the New Testament? I understand what they mean by that, but you know that ain't scriptural. With my song will I praise him. So when you're in a struggle, you just need to get in the presence of God, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, and begin to thank God and magnify God and his goodness, and begin to sing about him. Sing about his goodness. I'm going to tell you, fear will run and get out of there, because love, perfect love, drives out fear. And when you start praising God, God will manifest his presence, and he'll reveal to you how much he loves you. And when you know how much God loves you, when you get a revelation of that love, fear will go out of you. I had a fear working in me when after a few months after I got saved. I got saved in March, but it was in July or August. I had a fear that God was going to call me to preach. I just had fear. I said, oh, Lord, you can do anything you want to do. Just don't make me a preacher. I don't want to do that. I won't be sitting in no pulpit. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. But you can do anything you want to do. I just don't be no preacher, please. And one day I was fellowshipping with the Lord. I was worshiping him by myself, on my knees, just worshiping him and thanking him for his goodness. I wasn't even thinking about being a preacher. I just was loving on him and singing to him and talking to him, just having a conversation with him. And then all of a sudden, he manifested his presence in that room where I was. And he began to tell me how much he loved me. He just knows how to communicate to you. And I felt it in my heart. He said, I really love you. I said, Lord, you love me? He said, I really do love you, Greg. I love you. I just had an inward knowing. I could see into the depth of that love. I can't even describe it to you. I don't have words to describe how the Lord showed it to me. Words escaped me. But I was able to see and to get a glimpse over into the depth of how much God loved me. And when I saw it, I said, God, you love me that much? He said, I do. I love you. And when he told me that, let me tell you something. That resistance, that little spot of resistance that I had in my heart, it was like somebody put a flame of fire on butter, and it began to melt and drip, and that thing drained right out of me. And I said, Lord, if you love me that much, then you know what? Anybody that loved me